This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Good morning, everybody. Mishnah Yemi. We are in Midos. Beis Vav. Today we'll do Beis Vav. Try to do Gimel Aleph as well. I don't know if that'll happen. Let's look at the clock. So they're both very long, which is nice. So let's see what happens, okay? Let's try. Yesterday we did Dal and Hay. Those were not as long, actually. They were pretty long, actually. These are a lot of long Mishnayos in Midos. Gevaldik. It's so enjoyable learning about the Beis HaMikdash. Some Mishnayos are very long, though. All right, let's go. The walls of the Beis HaMikdash were very high, all over all the walls. There's a discussion, how high exactly? 40 amos, 70 amos, very high, very high. That's very high, 70 amos, wow. If that's, they say there's a shita like that. Let's see over here.
My book doesn't have anything about 70.
No? Yeah. Mekairis, we find that the walls were 70 amos. Seder adairis tabnas aheicha muva betav ezras kaihanim. Yeah, there was a zashita. All right. The walls were very high, except for the east, because the kohen who was standing on the Har Mishkan, Har Zeisim, serves the parah, had to look over that wall in order to peer through the other doorways, be able to get his eyesight of the heichal and be able to, when he does the hazoya of the dam of the Para Aduma. I'm not going to go through all the calculations again, but suffice to say that was the only way he's going to be able to see. If he would see through that doorway, he wouldn't make it. The only way he would do it is to, the doorway was still 20 amos high, but he was able to see above it, and that was his line of vision. Okay, Shasa's done. Fine. Beis, hey. Ezra's Nashim. It was called that way because women ordinarily did not go past that. I think always did not go past that, actually. They never went past that. Yeah. They couldn't go to the Ezra's Nashim. It was 135 by 135. It had four lishkois in its four corners. Each one was 40 amos. 40 amos by what? So we said, I think we said yesterday 40 by 30, right? Yeah. 40 by 30. Okay. These lishkos had no roofs. And this was based on Nua of Yecheskel of Bay Shlishi. There were four of them. They were keturis. They were smoky, meaning the smoke was able to rise up because there was no roof. What did they do? Southeast for the Nazir. There he would cook his shlamim. He would shave his hair, and will be put underneath the fire, underneath the pot. Okay, that's southeast. Northeast, Lishkas HaEitzim. That's where they remove all the wood that has mumen, the poly mumen would remove the wood that has worms. Thank you. Fine. Northwest, Lishkas Mitzayroim, for the guy with the tzaras. We'll learn about him in this week's parsha. There was a mikveh there. Mm-hmm. He would travel there on the eighth day. Mm-hmm. And we're left with southwest. Blazer says, I forgot. It's usage. Abishol says, that's where they put the wine and oil. It was called Lishkas Beis Shemanya. The oils. Originally, the Ezra's Noshim was completely smooth walls. Eventually, they took these, they added to it some sort of pegs, and pegs probably not the best word, sort of protrusions from the wall. I don't have the exact word for it. I'm sure there's a good wall. Sort of beams.
Protrusion, that's what they
do. Protrusion, okay. And on the first day of Sukkot, they would make a balcony there for women to be able to observe the men. And this way, they should not be mixed with the men. And we said yesterday that they were able to see the men. The men were not able to see the women. And that obviously is the ideal type of mechitza. There's no reason. Yeah, we have reasons. We have good reasons for that setup. The 15 steps go to the Ezras Yisrael. These are the 15 steps of the Shir Malos. Go up to the one and only Shar Nikanor. That was probably the most well-known gate in the Beis HaMikdash, the Shar Nikanor, the eastern one. The Levium said Shira only on Sukkot in that area. Okay. Yeah. They were not straight steps, they were like half moons. Semicircles, as we say. Vav. All right. Lishkos HaTachas Ezra Yisrael. Underneath the Ezra Yisrael, there were actually underground lishkos. Now you would enter them from the Ezra's Nashim, because the Ezra's Yisrael was 15 steps, that's 7.5 amos higher than Ezra's Nashim. Let's make a calculation, okay? So you have 7.5 amos, right? So if you would go, an amma would be 2 feet, it would be at 15 feet. Okay, it wasn't exactly 2 feet. So let's just say, 13 feet, right? So 13 feet, that's enough. You could have a substantial rise, 13 feet. You could have a lishka going in. Yeah, there's a substantial amount of steps. Okay, so you could have a room going in direct. And what would they do there? Psuchas Eznashim. These rooms are open to the Eznashim. Sham alaviim naisim kinaris. They would put their musical instruments, the kinra, the navel, and the mitzaltayim, and the kol klishir. Okay. What's the navel is the lyre, right? The kinra is the harp.
Harp first and lyre.
Harp, lyre, and
cymbals,
right. So times the cymbals. And all the other musical instruments did. Flutes. I forgot what other ones, but in Erechim we had Mishnais about it. They also said that's where they learned music. Hear that? Maybe they put it down there so like no people wouldn't hear them. I'm serious. They put like underground so there would be like, you know, it would be.
He was a music teacher.
Oh, we have a job for him. Okay. Let's go. Ezra's Yisrael, this is, okay, so now we're Ezra's Nashim does not have a din of Azara. It's a din of Harabais, mainly, it's a little bit more Chomer, but it's not a din of Azara. Azara is when we refer to the Azara. Now the Azara is split into 6 different areas. Ezra's Yisrael, starting from the east. Ezra's Yisrael, Ezra's Kahanim, Kerig of the Mizbeach, Ben Ulam the Mizbeach, the Ulam and the Heichel, and Chori Besakaparis in the back. All right, we have to go through each one and talk about their dinim. Okay, Ezra Yisrael was Eirech Mea Amo V'Shloishim B'Chamesh, was 135 Amos, Aroich V'Achasre by a width of 11. 135 by 11. Okay, that was where Yisraelim generally were allowed to go. They're not allowed to go to the Ezra's Kayhanim. Once in a while, they were allowed to under certain circumstances. Okay, Ezra's Kahanim was 11, 135, going from north south, al, 11. Okay, Rashi Pisson, little beams, protrude, mavdil, and Ezra's Yisrael, Ezra's Kahanim, to show you, to demarcate where the Yisraelim should not go. Okay, now, this is where it gets interesting. That was the easy part. Lezer bin Yaakov Eimer. Lezer bin Yaakov. Ma'la ha'isa u'gvayama. There was a step that was an amahai in Ezra's Yisrael that went from the entire length of the Azara from north to south. It was part of Ezra's Yisrael. It was the westernmost ama in Ezra's Yisrael. Okay. V'haduchin asala, and the duchin was placed on it. Uba sholosh malos shol chetzi chetzi amah, 3 steps, each one of half an amah, give you a total of amah and a half in height. Plus, you have this amah, so you're at 2.5 amahs high, if I understand this correctly. That's the way they understand it, yes. The Ezra's Yisrael, they say, was 13.5 amahs from ground level, 13.5 amahs rise. And this Kohanim was at 16 amahs. You went up 2.5 amahs. 2.5 amahs. How'd you walk up that first amma, though? It's 1.5 ammas of steps, but on top of the ammas. The first amma, you had to like go up an entire amma? That's a high step. That I'm not so clear about. It would seem that's what you had to do. That's not the biggest deal, but it seems like we didn't like to do that. We liked all the steps to be half an amma. Why would this one be an amma? I don't have an explanation for this. Now, what was the purpose of this? They say over here, the Levim would go up there to the Dochen. Well, it's like here it is. The Dochen Asanullah. So the Dochen, right. So what was the Dochen for? So the Dochen, the Levim would sing there. But during the Karbanos, during the Nisachayayin, yeah. And it was the same place where the Kohanim did the Birchas Kohanim. according to some. Is it really the Kohanim are standing by Milas HaUlam, the steps of the Ulam, but if there was not enough place, they stood over here, at the edge of the Ezra's Kohanim. So the first Amma, it went up in Amma and Ezra's Yisrael, and then the Dochin, that the rest of those steps are now part of the Ezra's Kohanim, I hope, if I understand it correctly. It's not so clear. I think. They don't say. It sounds like it. That's what it sounds like. Nimsa Ezes Kohan Gvem Ezrael Shtem Semester. It's Meforish. 2.5 Amas high. Because you have the Am of the platform plus another Am and a half in steps to go up to Ezes Kohanim. I would presume that first Amo was Ezes Yisrael. The next Am and a half of steps is Ezes Kohanim. I don't know. They had to walk up an Amma, I guess. They had to take. I don't see how other way around it. I don't see another way around it. Strange, because all the other steps were a half an Amma. Why is this one an Amma? Okay, they don't have an answer. They don't address it. There's some other issues, some other chakiras, and other. Unim, but okay, we'll leave it at that. Let's go. Nimsas. Okay, we did that. Okay. Fine. It's 2.5 Amos high. Fine. And not everybody agrees to this. There's another thing worth keeping in mind. All right. Kol Azareis Ha'irech Me'u Shmoina V'Sheva Areicha Me'u Shleshua. It's the same 135, but the length of Azara was 187. It was not a square. It was rectangular. Thirteen times they would bow there. We spoke about this a couple days ago. 13 times. Can I get the 13 pirtzos in the Seirig by the Yavanim? 13 bowings to give Shevach Vaidah to Hashem. Abi Yosi ben Chanan Oimer, can I get Shloisha Esrei Sha'arim? They bowed 13 times by each one of the 13 gates. 13 gates? I thought you said there's 7 gates in the Azara. Ah. Abi Yosi ben Chanan has 13. Whoa. It's a big increase. Okay. We will now find out what the 13 were. Some of the 13 are, he includes the 7. I think he's just 7 plus 6 more. Sharnim Dreimim, starting from the south, close to the west. Shar Ha'el Yoin. This is the first time I heard about this one. Shar Ha'el Yoin. Sometimes the Shar Nikkur is referred to as Shar Elyon in the Gemara Psachim, Shar the Mishnah Psachim. This is called Shar Elyon. This is all the way in the south, south closest to the west. So in our map over here, it's number 48, Shar Elyon. Okay, next, Shar HaDelek that we had, they brought in the wood, Shar Bechiris that we had, Shar HaMayim that we had. So how many do we have so far? 1, 2, 3. 4. Okay, so you're at 4 in the south. Are you keeping track for me? My math is a little off. How with yeshiva? So, Lomani Kershomai Shar Mayim. Why do they call it Shar Mayim? Shabbat Nachnitz Slech Shamayim Nisachag. They bring in the big jug of, I think it was gold, for the water for Nisachag. This is actually talked about in the Mishnais in Sukkah. Was Miyako Eimer? Boy, Amayim Mefakim. How do they translate Mefakim? Flow?
Libations?
No, after that. The water would flow? Mefakim. How do you? It's not a common word, mefakim. Izvav.
The stream pours.
Pours?
Pours.
Okay, pours. Because there, the stream of water that will flow through the courtyard of the third temple will be as wide as the stream that pours from a jug. It'll be as wide as a stream that pours from a jug, and a jug is a pach. Okay, I hear. It's going to go out from underneath the entrance of the bias. This is based on a nevuah of Yecheskel Hanavi. In the future, there will be a spring that will come out from the Kodesh HaKadoshim. It'll go through the Heichal, through the Ulam, through the Azara, take a right turn to the south, and we'll go out through the Shar HaMayim. It will start off as a trickle and eventually will become increasingly strong and it will become like flowing out of a bottle. All right. Based on the Nevuah of Yecheskel Hanavi. We should be zeichet to see such a thing. That would be a big thing. Let's go to the north. By the west, we have Shar Yechanya. We'll talk more about that soon. We never heard of that one before. Shar Karban, we did hear about that. It's where the Kodesh Hashem come in. Shar Nashim, we never heard about that one before. They say the women would what? To do smicha. Women don't have to do smicha. It's a machlekes. According to other Shita Rabbi Yehuda, to just stand by when the karbanos are being brought. There's an Indian to stand by your karban. I and the Mishnayos and Tainus, by the Mamadas. So what do we have? Mr. T, we have Yechanya, we have Karban, we have Nashim, 1, 2, 3, Shar Hashir, the singing gate. That's where they would bring the musical instruments. I guess they had thrown that tunnel somehow. Is it connected? I have no idea. From that underground Lishka that we talked about earlier today. Okay.
This is another name for the Hall of Fire gate.
Hold on. So we have four. Now, we knew there was a bunch of the ones that was based on Shar Nitzos and Shar Bezamayka. They're not counted here. Why is it called Shar Yechanya? Shabbat Yatzeichan, because Yechanya HaMelech was one of the last kings of Yehuda before the Churban Bais Rishon was Hogladim, Nebuchadnezzar, Melech Bavel. He went out through that Shar. I guess they only called it that during Bais Sheni, I presume. Bais Rishon had a different name, I don't know. Here's an important footnote. What happened to Shar HaNitzitz? What happened to Shar Beis HaMoikid? They want to say, Shar HaNitzitz is Shar Yechanya. Ah. And Shar Beis HaMoikid is Shar Hashir. Ah. That's what they want to say. All right. There were two small doors. One to the right, one to the left. These two doors were within the doors of the Shar HaGadol to make it easier to go into the Azara, even when the door was closed. Where were these Pishpishim? Oh, I skipped. Shemizrach Shar Nikonar. Oh, there it is. You're counting those as two more. Yes, those are counted as new Moriyat. So you had four, that was eight. Now we're at three more, we're at 11. Where are these two Pishpishim? Some say they were in the doors, some say they're next to the doors. Shnei Pishpishim. There are also two Lishkas by the Shar, by next to. Yeah. Shnai b'mar of loyim shem, two in the west that did not have a name. That's 13. You ready for one more? You ready to do one more?
You
want
to do number one?
Yeah, I'm ready. I'm warning you. It's not a short one either. We'll do it. We're brave. Hamizbeach al shleishim shtayim was 32 by 32 amos. Okay, the way they made the mizbeach, the Gemara talks about how they made a mold. And they poured all sorts of stone and dirt and cement and whatever else went in there. And they made a mixture and it formed. And then they brought another mold and another mold and another mold, and one on top of the other. It was made in stages, okay? Made in stages. Okay, so let's get right to work. Okay, there is a big discussion over here about the Amos of our Mishnah, whether Amos were 6 Tefachim or 5 Tefachim. We will generally assume 6 unless otherwise noted. Don't forget about the Kevesh. I'm sure that'll be discussed at some later point. Ola Amma of Kondas Amma Zayusayt. So the bottom was 32 by 32 at 1 Amma height. Okay? You'd go up an Amma and then in an Amma. The next square they built on top of that would be Shloshim al Shloshim, 30 by 30 at a height of 5. Okay, so the first one was 32 by 32 by height of 1. The second one, well, you're ahead of me, it was 30 by 30 by 5. Fine. Allah Chomesh v'kaneis amos zeh saiviv. That's the saiviv. You went up five, then you went in again. That's your saiviv. Now you have another one. That's Esen b'shmeina. Esen b'shmeina 28 by 28 at a height of 3. That's for the Gagamzbech. So you had, we started off at height of 32, then we went to height of 30, we went in one arm in each direction, so 30 by 30, now we're at 28 by 28. Malkam Kronos, Amizev, Amizeh, and the Kronos were an Amo, each one in the corner. The Kronos actually had a hollow area in the middle. If you look at the picture, you'll see that they were not solid. It was dug out in the middle with a mold, etc. Nimsa, Esrim Vesheish, Shal Esrim Vesheish. The area between the Kronos was 26. Actually, this one I drew. So if you look over here in my beautiful artwork. So this is the Rosh Mizbeach, okay? You're at 28 by 28. But this to this would be 26, and this to this would be 26. Right? Because you're taking off an amma from each end. It's 26 by 26. Okay. Malkam Hilch Ra'ak L'Kohanim Amizeh V'Amizeh. The Ham have an area to walk an amma in each direction. Nimsa Esrim Arbal Esrim Arbal Malkam Aracha. The Maracha was 24 by 24. Okay? So the Kohanim have area to walk straight an amma all around. An amma width. They also have this extra area between the Kronos, but you can't walk straight. Because you're going to walk, ba-ba-ba-ba, and you're going to knock into the Kronos. You're going to have to go around. But it's true. Most of the around them is bad. They have two ammas to walk. It's just in the Makom Kronos, it got cut off. You only would have one amma to, you know what I'm saying? Only one amma is 100% clear. The second amma is not, you know, so clear. You have to, when you hit those corners, you're going to get into problems. Got it?
I think so, maybe.
All right. Fine. I'm going to be easy. Originally, in Bais Rishon was 28 by 28. Then ended up at, so he starts at two amas less. So, no, not two. Instead of 38, 32, he starts at 20, so four amas less. So in the end, everything goes down four. So instead of, the site was 28 by 28, then 26 by 26, 24 by 24, 22 by 22, and then 20 by 20. Okay. Sh'olu b'nei agoy lo sifu lov arba abbas min adorim v'arba abbas min amarav kimin gamo. When the b'nei agoy lo came, they added to the mizbeach this is the Bais Sheni. Where am I here? I lost my place. Yeah. They added four from the south and four from the west. Kimin Gamma, like the shape of the letter Gamma. It's like a gimel. Upside down gimel. Shnema v'ariel, shtemesrei oirech, b'shtemesrei roicha v'rvua. Because you want the Makom Aracha to be 12 in every direction, meaning 24 by 24. So they added, again, they only added on the south and west side. You originally had 28 by 28. How much did they add? Four amas each direction. Okay, let's explain what's going on over here. This has to do with the Nisach HaMayim and the Nisach HaYayin. It was done in the southwest corner. During the Bais Rishon, it would go into a bar that was in the floor of the Azara by that corner. Eventually go into deep below the base of Mishnah, that was called the Shittin. By Sheni, they decided to expand the Mizbeach. This way, the Yisoid would cover even that bar. Fine. And they're going to make holes in the Mizbeach for the liquid to get into the bar. We'll talk about that another time. Ariel is referred to the Makom Aracha. Why? Because the Ish came from Kael, Hashem, and it was like a lion. Sho'imer al-arbas revo'ov I think the Makom Aracha is only 12 by 12. No. It's four sides. In the middle, you measure 12 every direction, so it's 24 by 24. Fine. Now, Chushal Sikra, there was a, was it the red thread?
Red
what? Red mark.
Red paint.
Red paint. That was in the middle of Mizbeach. At 5 amos high. So you have one of the side, plus four more of the saiviv, plus four more of the next part. The saiv was at 6 amos high. So it was an amma below the saiviv. There was this red line to show you where the dam al-yom, dam tachtoinim go. Al-yom is for chatas, everything else goes tachtoinim. Fine. For Yisoid, Yisoid, so we said at the beginning of the Mishnah that the Yisoid was 32 by 32. It's not 100% accurate. The Yisoid was only Alpanei Tzafayin, the Alpanei Marv, north and west. And Oich Badur Mamach is one Amma in the south and Mizrach and one Amma in the east. The reason for this is because it has to do with the Chilik of Binyamin and Chilik of Yehuda. The entire Mizbech has been the Chilik of Binyamin, but Yehuda was right there. So basically, you look in the picture, this gray is chilek shel binyamin. So if you would have drawn, if you would have had your side in the chil, on this side and this side, you would have gotten into the chilek of Yehuda. So in order to prevent that from happening, they did not have your side over there. And there's a, we have makaris that has to be a bechalko shel Torah, if it has to be in the chilek of binyamin. Now, what exactly did it look like? So they bring down three different options. Either it could be like this. It hugged one amma in the east and hugged one amma in the south, possibly. It could be that it just protruded one amma east and protruded one south, but didn't actually do the turn. Another possibility. A third possibility is that it was the entire way around, just lacking in the southeastern corner. That's obviously the biggest chiddush. It doesn't seem to be the pashtus, but there is an opinion that way. Okay, everybody, a wonderful day. I think that's enough for today.
That was a long one.
I warned you.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.